email ray@rte.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Or you can text us 51551. Now, this was a new one on us when we read it in the paper this morning. The Young Ones' aide Edmondson today is quoted in the Daily Mail saying that his lifelong short-sightedness has been miraculously cured at the age of 66. Aide said that he believes the condition recently caught up with and cancelled out the long-sightedness that can happen later in life, which he says was coming at the opposite direction. No, I don't understand either. Anyway, to figure it all out, we got on to Carlo optometrist Bernard Jennings, and he's on the line now. Hello, Bernard.
How are you, Ray? How's it going?
Not too bad. Thanks for taking our call today. So when I read this, I said, oh, that's brilliant. That's going to happen to me as well in 7 years' time. It's going to be brilliant. I won't need to wear glasses anymore.
Well, it's quite unusual.
Oh, is it? Like, right.
You have to have a special lottery for this one. You have to be a certain level of short-sightedness. And then as you become a little older, the long-sightedness catches up and it becomes equal. And it doesn't stay equal for very long. It could be a couple of years. And then you become more long-sighted, and then you need both glasses for reading or distance and whatever. It's just a quirk of the system, really, that you become more long-sighted as you get older. From 40 onwards, you kind of need reading glasses, and some people need distance glasses as well. And it's to do with the fact that the crystalline lens in your eye is changing all the time. The proteins are changing. The constituency of it is changing. It's getting a bit stiffer. And it isn't as elastic as it used to be. And as a result, you become more long-sighted.
So he was wearing glasses from the age of 8. And imagine his surprise at 66 when he realised he didn't need them anymore. So you're going to put a call into him now and saying it's only going to last for a couple of years, Abe.
Well, sure. I'm sure he'll find out over time. That's the way. Everything happens gradually, as you know.
So, where are we at with technology at the moment? Because you're saying, as time goes on, we become short-sighted, long-sighted, every sort of sighted. So, are there bifocal, trifocal, quadruple focal? What's the latest technology in eyewear?
The technology. I'm 41 years out now, and I'm just semi-retiring. And the technology has moved on so much over the last 15 years with the advent of the word digital. So nowadays you can get a pair of glasses that where you can see at almost every distance, be it 200 yards back into 3 or 4 to 6 inches. It's just a question of telling your professional what you want, and they'll make it up for you. And the technology to make the lenses has become so much better that they can do almost anything these days.
So are they called trifocal then?
Well, varifocal.
Varifocal, right.
So let's say for the sake of argument, you were plus one in the distance and you were plus 2.5 in
reading.
The digital lenses can layer the power so that it graduates on that little corridor on the way down as you look from distance to reading. And it just means that after a period of adjustment, which can either be 10 minutes or 10 days, that you get very comfortable to see in the distance and very comfortable to read.
Now, the mid-distance is your television.
It's an advance of bifocals, which were only two distances.
Yes.
One at 33 centimetres and the other in the long distance.
So what about the mid-distance, your television?
You literally just have to move your head a fraction.
Right, and you get it.
Up or down, and there it is. It's clear, crystal clear.
Now, before we let you go, because you're a busy man, semi-retired, what do you say to people who buy their glasses online? Do you have any advice for them?
Well, I use the word lottery about that man, the actor. It's a little bit of a lottery when you're buying online, because the optometrist is going to measure you for something, especially if it's varifocals. The most important thing is to get the center of the visual axis right in the glasses where you want it, and if that's up, down, left, or right, it can throw your visual system out of kilter.
Okay.
And so it's really a question of when you buy them online, they do their best to try and do that through an app. There's no. It's much better when you have a human hand marking the exact center.
Right.
So that's basically all I'm saying. Okay. I wouldn't say any more.
Right. Look. Just there, you're semi-retired. You're handed over to your is it your son and your daughter?
My son John. Yeah. He's just about 10 years qualified now and. It's his turn. I'm still fit and healthy, but at the same time, it's his time.
Right.
I'll be getting the free travel now in a couple of months, and it's just time for me to retire.
Great.
My wife is telling me to retire.
Well, you should, while you're fit and healthy and enjoy it. Listen, before we let you go, you'll probably know the details of this. We got a text in, an anonymous text saying, Bernard's son John saved my sight earlier this year. At a routine appointment, he spotted I had a rare type of rapid glaucoma. I had emergency surgery, which saved my sight. That's a good news story, isn't it?
Well, in fairness, like nearly all optometrists have a story, something similar. And I don't mean to say that in a good or a bad way about John. He's fantastic at what he does. The new machinery that he has allows him to... find out what's wrong with people, and in fairness, nearly all the optometrists in the country have it. So, like, the message is every 2 years you get your eyes tested until you're a certain age, and after a certain age, then you just get it done every year.
Okay.
It's the constancy of getting it done, but like in fairness, John is a great lad. He's in a play, would you believe, at the minute in the Amateur Drama Society.
Come on, give the plug there. You're not on local radio now, but go on, Bernard, quickly.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's the Carlo Little Theatre's entry into the One Act Festival,
right?
And it's a play written by Mark Craddock, and it's about Beethoven and Beethoven losing his hearing.
Okay,
and it's both very funny and very serious at the same time. It's a lovely play. It's about 40 minutes,
starring
long.
John Jennings, Bernard Jennings. No, thanks so much.
He's not the star. He's not the star. Right, but, like at the same time,
he's in it. He's in it. Right. Okay. Yeah. Good luck, Bernard.
Anyway, listen,
thanks.
Am I allowed to do one thing before I go?
I don't know. Well, look, go on.
Right. You see, I sang at my daughter's wedding during the speech, and I'm going to sing on the Ray Darcy Show right now. Thanks for the memory of the afternoon Ray Darcy Show. I tell their man, don't you know? Married up to Jenny with a couple of kids in tow. How lucky they are.
Bernard Jennings, thank you very much. Good luck.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.